This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is part of our episode, Our Bodies, Our Gender. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Vocal therapists usually work with clients who've had injuries like nodules, even types of cancer. But now some vocal therapists are expanding their practice to help transgender clients who want to make their voices more feminine or masculine to match their identities. Paige Flager reports.
As an actress, Alice Gorlick knows how important presentation is. She has to look the part, dress the part, and sound the part. But as a transgender woman, that last qualification is a little bit more complicated than it is for other actresses.
I'm playing parts that I've never played before. Like, I just had to play a femme fatale, basically, which was really difficult for me. And, you know, my voice has to be sultry.
Alice is 23 and has thick-rimmed glasses and brown hair. She came to New York City to break into the theater scene. She's always disliked her voice, but that feeling grew more intense after she came out as trans.
I think there was a time that I was at a sandwich restaurant and the guy called me miss as I walked up to the counter. But then when he was making my sandwich and I had to like tell him what I wanted, he started calling me sir.
Can you give me a sense of like what that feels like in that moment?
It's kind of like the world doesn't see the way you want to be seen, and just like you can't even talk, like you feel speechless.
It was interactions like that one that led Alice to see vocal therapist Christy Block from New York's Speech and Voice Lab in Manhattan. Christy's office is on the 8th floor of a high-rise. It's a cozy space with a large office plant and a wall of books. These days, about half of her clients are transgender people, mostly transgender women, like Alice. That's because people who transition to male can take testosterone, which lowers their voices, but people who transition to female typically have thicker vocal folds and deeper voices, and hormones don't change that. When Christy works with her clients, she's focusing on three things.
Primarily, it's about pitch. Pitch is like the note you play on an instrument. And so which note you pick might be in the feminine range versus masculine range.
With Alice, she aims for the note A3, right in the middle of the feminine range.
Now, can I hear an A3?
Yes.
And then there's intonation.
Intonation is how many notes you play, how high and low. We don't speak like robots like this. It's not monotone like this.
Feminine intonation is generally higher, longer, and moves around more.
So an example would be, hi, how are you? Hi, how are you?
Alice practices this by buzzing up and down.
Good. Very good.
A more masculine intonation is shorter and moves downward.
Hi, how are you? Hey, how's it going?
And then there's the concept of resonance. A masculine resonance comes from the back of the mouth, using the full space inside to make the sound deep and round.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Versus
a more feminine voice, which is further forward, using less space in the mouth to produce a brighter, more nasal sound.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's playing the same note on a violin versus a cello, where the violin has a smaller body and the cello has a bigger body. And the violin sounds much more tinny and bright and smaller. And the cello sounds much bigger and darker sounding.
Me, 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 me.
Good. So tell me what you're trying to do. That's right.
Yeah, I'm making my voice as nasally as possible. So I'm only using my resonance in my nose, and then I adjust it until it sounds normal.
Me, 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 me.
Christy and Alice have been working together for about 6 months, but their lessons aren't covered by insurance. Christy says the majority of her clients can't get coverage for her services. Alice pays out of pocket, but when she hears her progress, she feels like it's been worth it.
Whenever you're ready.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon.
All right, so let's listen to you reading the same rainbow passage back in January 2017, before training.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow.
The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors.
These take the shape of a long round arch with its path high above
and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon.
Wow. Very nice. Absolutely. Your original pitch was 110 hertz, which is lower than average for cisgender male. Mm-hmm. So you've come way up into feminine range. So bravo.
Thank you.
Yay.
That was Paige Flamer reporting.